one day, my dear friend, one day, as long as you continue living, you will be in a place of persecution and trial. Yeah. And you also will experience, if your faith will permit you, the goodness of God. Amen. And not only if your faith permits you, because God has this funny way of even being good when you don't know why. Amen. Amen. Has God been good to you? Can you look back from where you came? Well, we talked about that one too, didn't we? Remember from where it all goes together. It all goes together. I'm already preaching. Y'all don't know it. Y'all don't even have your Bibles out. You're not even ready. Sorry, excuse me. Get on this side of the church. I just got rebuked. I got my Bible open, okay, and it's right there. One day I will learn. No, don't thank me. Y'all don't understand yet. I had to text my old buddy this morning. I said, man, I sure wish you were closer. I said, my heart's willing, but my flesh is weak. You ever been there? You ever woke up just one morning and, man, your heart was willing, but your flesh? Good thing about God, gotta let people be honest with you when you get a true friend in the midst. And he said, I've been thinking about you this week, how I wish that you and Debbie were closer. Because my heart's willing, Rocky. But my flesh is weak. He said, but we go keep on.
That's right.
He said, we go keep preaching the truth. We go keep standing for what's right.
Amen.
And you know why he said it? He said, because people's lives depend on it.
Yes.
Be a light on a hill. Be the salt of the earth. Let people know that when you get close to them, they know something about God. You don't have to talk. Man, there was a guy that was going through some issues and ended up stumbling across God and got saved. And now he's a head pastor of a church. And his wife was kind of struggling with some stuff too. And now she's the first lady of the house. And man alive, we go through some stuff. We go through some stuff. Just never mind. How about we do this? Are y'all okay with this? If we just open up in prayer, why are you in here? Aren't you supposed to be back there? Her heart was willing, but her flesh is weak. So we just gonna. So if I get distracted and sideways, y'all forgive me. I need y'all to extend your grace towards me this morning as God extends his grace towards you. He sent me with something this morning, I think, and we're going to crack this thing open and just see what we can go. It might be 2 o'clock. It might be 5 o'clock. Anybody got appointments after 12? Good. We have a divine appointment this morning. If you got your Bibles, crack them open. Let's go to work real quick. Let's see what God's got for us and where he takes us. Y'all okay with it? Oh, I know. I already know. We will sing. Lisa wants to sing. We're going to sing. Not only this Lisa, but that Lisa. We go sing. I'm going to let you sing. My friend told me I ain't have to sing, just a joyful noise will be all right. So excuse me while I give him joyful noises. You know, some of the things that we go through in life, can I just start? Let me dive right in the middle of the mixing bowl this morning. Some of the things we go through life are meant for us to go through so that it helps form our identity. Some of what we have in our life has helped us along the way. Whether we want to agree with that or fall in line with that, y'all gonna have to excuse me. I don't know what's going on, but I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But some of the things that we go through in life helps form us into who we have become. And there's many of us that are still becoming. It's not that I have already achieved, but that I have laid away the... I've put away the past. And I keep stretching. So as much as you would like to know it, or as much as you would like to think it, you ain't got there yet. So don't judge me this morning as I go through my stuff. Some of the problems that we find ourselves in the midst of is forming our identity. Some of our childhood, our upbringing, has helped form our identity. The problems and pressures of life has made most of us who we are today. You know, you've got the introverts and the extroverts. The extra. You've got the quiet and the mouthy. Our life, as we know it, forms who we become. How many of you pray and ask God to take you out of your stuff? We got some saved. Rest of you liars. See, always as mature as we would hope to be, I'm certain that all of our prayers ain't, God, thank you for this problem. I praise your name in the midst of the issue. Some of you don't even know what praise is when you have a problem. And all of this is coming about, forming us and making us and creating us. The unfortunate side about it is we don't have the right identity. How many of you know that you didn't have a choice on who you would be born to? Right? You might not like your mom and daddy, but you got to love them. You might not like your siblings, but you got to love them. Right? You don't have all of these grand choices that you get to make prior to creation of your life. How many of you know that not everybody is born in a wealthy family, in a Christian home. Some have been beaten. Some have been left. Some have been loved and nurtured, while others scratch their head wondering why. Come on, y'all looked at your crazy mom and daddy and went, why in the world did God put me? I know, hey girl, stop. We're going to have altar call in just a minute. But probably the most influential ingredient of our identity comes from knowledge and kinship. Who are you kin to? Don't you know that I probably ain't never met, well, I ain't no probably. I ain't never met your family. But if you ever get around them and I happen to show up, I'm going to know who's kin to you. Some of you, that's why you ain't meeting my family. Pastor, I'm trying. Not knowing who you are can cause issues in your troubles, your trials, your tribulations. See, there's something about it. I'm not going to let my son just be whoever he wants to be. See, okay, I'm gonna get in your business. I know, y'all be telling me, you can be whoever you... No, not my kids. My kids can't be whoever they want to be. My kids are coming from a lineage. You'll get it in a minute, just hang on. I know some of y'all parent your children a little different. It's okay. I ain't knocking you. But I can't let my son do what he wants to do. Well, you can't go to school and cheat your way through. Well, you can't lay back and throw your feet up and become a drunk. You can't go and just... Boy, you listening this morning? You can't go and just worship whoever it is that you... We have a superior that created us. He created us on purpose. See, okay, I'm going to go. Let me go. Let's go. Genesis. God created Adam and Eve in the likeness of his image, so that they might portray who God was on the earth. That was his purpose. God said, what a beautiful... Here, poof. He gave them an image. He gave them identity. Their identity was to be like him. Not just any old body you want to be. When I cross paths with you, I shouldn't have to tell you that I'm a pastor in order for you to act right if I never knew you. That's why I don't tell you. Don't tell nobody you're a pastor. I don't need to wave that banner. I let people call me how they see me. Take that up with daddy. Read up on honor, but take that up on daddy. You figure it out. But see, I don't have to sit and wait to let somebody know that I'm a pastor before I begin to talk and we have a relationship. I'd rather have a relationship you not even know who I am, where I come from. Because see, then you would be able to accept me and befriend me as I am. Not, I don't need artificial in my life. There's enough. There's enough. But after a while, you should go, something different. There's There's something different. What is it? Oh, no. I just tell people I'm just a little redneck. I don't know. I like the country. I don't know. Adam and Eve, for some reason, decided, eh. And then the fall. And then they begin creating false identities. Those false identities begin to run rampant. God said, oh, wait a minute, time out. We got to do something different. Hey, Abraham, come here. I need you to leave. You're crazy people. Come on. Y'all all got, just be with it. You all got a crazy. It might even be you. Just say, Lord, deliver me. It might even be you. Husbands, wives, I'm just going to, look, you're on your own at this point. Don't look at your wife and say, you the crazy. And here's Abraham being pulled away from all that he has known, being living and being created in an identity that he wasn't really sure about, but he was doing because that's what he was exposed to in his life, much like you and I. We oftentimes will find what we're exposed to and pull it into whom we want to become, whether we're called to be that or not. Abraham leaves, and next thing you know, it's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, bless God, God says, Jacob, let's change your name to Israel. And out of Israel, here we go. Now the next thing you know, we have a whole tribe running up into captivity. Don't tell me that your troubles aren't meant to form you to your true and right identity, because here's a tribe of Israel rolling into captivity, and by the time that it was time for deliverance, before they was crying out and God was talking to the answer, you're expecting God to talk to you. If you quit running back to him every day, God, give me the answer, give me the answer. He might have time to work on your answer. Because when you asked for it, he already heard it. And he went immediately, straightway to work. And he began talking to the answer. He wasn't talking to Israel. He wasn't saying, hang on, hold on, I'm coming. It's right around. He was over here talking to Moses. Hey, Moses, what? And he said, come on in. And he's talking to the answer the whole time. While we're crying out, that might be something for somebody. You've been asking. He's already talking to the answer. And out from Moses, here comes deliverance. And even Moses, even after having all of this communion with God, finds himself between a rock and a hard place. Read the story. Pun intended. And Moses can't continue his journey in which he was called, because there was an identity crisis. I don't have time for y'all this morning. He had an identity crisis. There was an anger issue that he kept keeping and keeping, and he thought it was gone, right? And he said, speak to the rock, and he struck it. That's like most of y'all. Because the struggle's for real. God, I heard you, but I got to do it my way too. I got to put some of my ingredient up in this mix to make it taste right. How many of you season your chili different? How many of you see your smoke? I can say it. You smoke butts differently, like pig butts. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Roast, barbecue. Sorry, I'm a redneck. I told you I was a redneck. We smoke butts. We don't smoke barbecue. We make barbecue out of smoked butts. Come on, church. Yeah, some of y'all need to loosen your collar up. And then here's Joshua. God throws Joshua in the mix and says, take my people across. And by the way, you got 3 days. Like the Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop. Just stick with me, Meg. I'm so glad to see y'all back. Fighting this old nasty sickness running around everywhere. God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Joshua off and running across the Jordan. I'm still preaching about identity. Just taking you through a little journey. Joshua brings them over, and the next thing you know, the Israelites, now they've already seen everything that there is to see. God's hand has been involved. They know who their God is. Moses has taught them. Moses has brought them. But yet, just like you, I mean, you're good and everything. I mean, you've done a couple small things. You know, you stopped water, I don't know how, I mean, that was pretty cool. The water out there, man, that was, I don't know what's behind that, but that was pretty good. But they got kings. We don't have kings. No, you got me, you don't need, no, but we, everybody else. Nobody else. You don't need a king. You don't need, never mind. You don't need a wife. You don't need a husband yet. Just relax. No, I need. So off and running. And then we get in the middle of it and go, Lord, this woman that you get. I didn't give her. I give her to you at your request. You did pray for me for patience, remember? Before I get in trouble. They get a king. God raises up Samuel and says, give him a king. Anoint Saul. Here comes Saul running the show. A little God's way, a little his way. A little God's way, a little his way. Uh-oh, more his way than God's way. And here come David. A lot of David's way, fight, or a lot of God's way, fighting flesh. A lot of God's way, fighting flesh. A lot of God's way, fighting flesh. And Jeroboam. How do I do this? He falls in after Solomon. Well, Solomon was the wisest one. Do I do it like Solomon, or do I? Well, I think if you lighten the pressure on the people just a little. He goes to his friends. Friends said, make it harder. Here we go. And the kingdom of Israel is parted. You got north and south, and issue after issue, fight after fight, just all kinds of stuff going. And then the northern parts gets taken, and the south is about to bend their knee. God does all of his stuff, working in the kitchen like a well-groomed chef, just putting it together, fixing it. Tell him, baby, amen me. She'll amen me, and she'll amen you down. And the next thing you know, here's Isaiah. And the whole book of Isaiah They call it the mini-me. It's the Bible within the Bible. See, there's 66 chapters, just like there's 66 books. There's 39 and 27. 39 of blah, 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 God's judgment. And then the last 29 chapters comes God's grace, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to fix it. I'm going to put it all together for you. Did I lose y'all on identity? Are y'all still, do I need to go back through the Bible again? We just walked from Genesis to Isaiah. Everybody okay right now? Y'all, some of you got that look going.
Where's he going?
I told y'all I had a couple notes to get started, but I'm done. Now it's just free time. Now we're just going to run through it. But here comes Isaiah. We're going to get the scripture. Some of you, hey, I know y'all. I already know y'all. You going to read a scripture? Yeah, we're going to get a scripture. I've given you a ton of them already. Just the RDN version. And here's Isaiah. And this is where we're now leading up to the text. The whole time God is trying to impart right identity into his people Israel. Israel was to be formed as a nation so that people all across the world could see that Israel was a chosen. There was something different about Israel. There should be no need for a king. God's trying to reintroduce his image again, his identity into his people, so that when they seen an Israelite, they knew something was different. We all have identities. Can I use this? I'm fat and out of shape, and I get to preaching a lot, and I just start losing my breath. I just need to rest sometime. They'll have to get over it. Me and you can have a conversation. I'll talk to you. How's your hip?
It feels good.
Bless the Lord. Right identity. See, we're all struggling with a right identity. Somebody told you you couldn't make it. Somebody told you you wasn't worth it. Somebody told you could be everything that you want to be and ain't nothing happening. And the whole time God says, well, I can't let you be that, because the purpose that I have created in you is to fulfill this for the kingdom. And you can't do what I'm asking you to do over here. See, the improper identity causes a lot of us to be in the wrong place for a long time. Because we have we have this chameleon presentation. I become like. Do you know how tiring? Oh, come on, people. Do you know how tiring that is when you have to be a chameleon your whole life? Because of the crowd you're having. I've got to act this way today. I have to dress this way tomorrow. I have to say this thing tonight. I have to wear that tomorrow. The chameleon presentation. That is our identity. Tiring. Exhausting. That's why I don't like telling everybody. Man, I want you to be you around me. Please don't get so holy and so sanctified that you want to bring 15 heifers and 4 cattle and 3 lamb and 2 dove and lay them at my feet with blood. You get blood on my shoes, we gonna have. I just want you to be you. God just wants you to be you, the one that he created. Not who everybody else has called you to be. Be who He has set you to be. Well, Pastor, how do I do? I'm glad you asked. That was mini sermon one. That was just the introduction. Y'all ready to preach? Let's go to the Word. Isaiah chapter 43, starting at verse 1. Tommy, I'm so sorry. Identity failures. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. New King James Version. Spend a little more time out in the hallway. See what happens when the Lord does something good. I want to be involved in it. I'm sitting here hugging on a woman walking that was supposed to have been dead 2 years ago. And my wife says, let her go. She got to say what she didn't know. She was holding on to me. We was praising God. Leave us alone for a minute. Tell them mind their own business. Chapter 43, verse 1. But now. But see, everything that I just opened, we might not even get past the but now. Everything that I just opened up with, every one of us sitting in here has struggled with a right identity. And we've gone through errors. We've gone through transitions. We've gone through manipulations. We have gone through troubles and trials and tribulations. We've gone through it all. We've been up. We've been down. We've married this one. We've married that one. We've courted this one. We've dated this one. We've had that child. We let that child go. We aborted this child. We kept this one. We all have gone through something, and we all walked through an identity crisis. Amen. But now, ready? But now, excuse me, pardon me. There's an image. It's an image that you want me to keep. But you're not my God. And I'm not yours. Amen. Amen it, baby. But now, thus says the Lord who created you. It's going to be a long one. But thus says the Lord. Not just thus says the Lord. See, everybody has all that. But he says, thus says the Lord that created you. What I'm about to tell you carries some weight. What I'm about to tell you doesn't come with fascinations. What I'm about to tell you is the truth about you, about who you are, amen, not who people say you are. I created you. Amen. See, I'd much rather have someone like this talk to me. No artificial intelligence. I got a God. Yes. Oh, Jacob. And he who formed you. Not only did I create, I formed. Aren't you glad that God's hand was involved in your life? That God's hand was the one responsible for making you. I know, well, if he made me, sure he is having a rough time. No, you just got some cracks in your pottery.
That's right.
You'll be all right.
That's right.
Well, let me. I'm trying to get you out of here before 5. We ain't even got through verse 1. Y'all might have to sing to yourself going to the house. David, get your tuning fork out. She's going to need some help. Watch this. But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and who has formed you, O Israel. Whew. Created you. Come on. Holy Spirit, you got to let me go. Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob? God's trying to wake up a people. Take Jacob's name out of it and put your name in it. No, don't put your name in it. Put your situation in it. Put your trouble in it. This is what God is addressing, an issue. God is addressing a right identity, a failure of walking in an identity that was given by Him. This is what's wrong with Israel. Israel has gone amok. God told them in chapter 1, man, even when He first started out, He said, look, I'm tired of your gatherings. I'm tired of you getting together in church. I'm tired of your little meetings and your sanctifications and everything else that you're doing. And yet I'm so far from you. He said, I'm just tired of it. Man, can you, He started that in chapter 1. Boy, they had to have it for 42 more chapters? Good law. Don't anybody ever had those conversations with your dad and your mom and how disappointed they are, and it seems like they go on and on. And boy, this has got to be what Israel felt like. But He's talking to Israel. He says, hey, I'm the one that formed you, Jacob. I'm the one that formed you. I created you. Sorry, I created you, because there's a difference here. I created you, Jacob, in the midst of your problem. I created you. Why are you struggling with what you're going through? Why are you fighting with what you're facing? I created. Do you hear me, Jacob? The Lord God created you. Your God created you. He said, I formed you. Look at the name. He flips. I formed you, Israel. What does that mean? Come on, church. Can you follow me a minute? Are y'all hot? I got sweat hanging out in the pancakes, man. He said, I formed you, Israel. God formed Israel out of the creation of Jacob. Oh, you're going to have to follow me through the text. I know we got 3 more hours, but can you please just hold your eyes open? Just stay right here with me. He said, I formed you, Israel. Oh, how did He do it? Come on. Y'all know the story of Jacob. Ain't he the trickster? Ain't he the problem? Ain't he the issue? Ain't he the one of wrong identity? I formed you by the grace and the mercies of God. I formed you, Israel. We face so much in the creation of who we are through life. And yet all through life, whether we know it or not, whether we understand it or not, God is forming you. And we struggle. If only I can get you to follow me and understand me this morning. Take this little journey to get an understanding of your right identity. That it is going to take. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll go there. For I have redeemed. Oh, fear not. For I have redeemed you. See, I paid a price for you. I give others, oh man, I give others in your place. Some of you ought to be grateful. See, there was a moment. I'm sorry, not really. We're going. There was a moment that I had a close friend. And I'll never forget the day. Sitting, man, it was a nice summer day. I had the door kicked open. I was riding a mail truck. I delivered mail from post office, and I'd take it to the hub. So I drove one of the big, ugly trucks. I didn't have that cute little truck that come in, beep, beep, and you had that nice mail lady that sticks your mail. That wasn't me. I threw bags and crates. I was the one that you cussed because, never mind. Not really. But I'm sitting in the truck, and I just begin to meditate on the goodness of God and how thankful and how grateful I was. And God began to talk to me about my friend. He said, I need you to call him. And I need you to thank him. We had more conversation. I didn't know what I was thanking him for. We have our conversation. I called my buddy. He didn't answer. I went, well, must not have been God. Must have just been for me. 5 minutes later, my friend calls. I got my feet hanging out the door drinking. I'm still waiting on him to load the truck. He said, hey, I'm sorry I missed your call. I said, oh, it's no big deal. Listen, hey, I just wanted to thank you. He said, what do you mean? I said, I want to thank you for going through what you've had to go through. Because if you wouldn't have gone through what you went through, it could have been my burden to carry, and I may not have made it. I just want to thank you. He went, man, there's so much I need to tell you. I said, you don't need to tell me nothing. God told me everything. God told me everything. And he goes, well, I need to tell you what. I said, you don't need to tell me. I went on to tell him. He's weeping. I'm weeping. No, we're crying. We're slobbering. It's not. It's. But God told me everything that he has experienced that brought him to a place to where he struggled in right identity. And he went, my God, Rocky. I've never had anybody apologize me for my affliction or thank me for going through my afflictions before. See, you better thank other people for having to deal with what they're dealing with, because what you're dealing with may not be on the level in which they're having to deal, and your structure and your right identity probably could not carry the affliction, and it may break your back. Instead of looking down your nose at somebody going through some problems, say, I thank God that you're going through this and not me, because I don't know what I would do if I had to go through the hell that you got to go through. You want to change somebody's life? Instead of your little snotty, religious, over your glasses, down your nose. That's how you change somebody's life. Shoot, who am I kidding? That's how you change your life. Boy, God's better than you give him credit, church.
Yes, he
somebody better amen to preach it this morning, because I'm telling you right now, the coal was pressed this morning apparently, because you're getting stuff right off of the throne right now. You ain't getting it out of a legal pad. Let's go back to work. Sorry, I had to take a little vacation there for a second. Y'all okay? I had to have recess. Let's get back to the word. Sorry. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters. I know y'all have heard it preached. Some of you went straight through. Yeah, passing through. That means that we gonna go through. Woohoo! And everybody's happy. Here I come. I'm gonna give you a different word this morning. It says when you pass through the waters. What's waters? Waters is literally being used at this point. Life. It's metaphorically speaking of trouble. How many of you know that life is full of trouble? Anybody in here can't? He says, when you pass through the waters, when you go through life, I'll be with you. See, the troubles that you and I face, the troubles that you and I have to go through, this is how you're being formed. He's letting you know, oh Israel, this is how, because you're going to go through the waters. You're going to go through troubles. Y'all thought I was going to spin that and let you just rejoice about getting to the other side. Nope. I just want to tell you this morning that you're going to go through some troubles. And it's for your good. It's for your benefit. It is forming you, Israel. And he says, don't fear. I'm with you. I just know that what you're having to face is what you needed at the moment in order to get you to the place in which I'm trying to put you. See, if you go keep on, sorry, I was pointing. My mama goes, don't point at nobody, but she point, but she got, never mind. I got to form you. The longer you stay in an identity that is not right, the longer you go through the waters being a thermometer of your surrounding. Always checking the temperature of where you are. Can I be happy? Oh, this is husband and wife material. Open up the front door. Can I be happy today when I go in? Do I need to call and say, hey, I got called, I got to work overtime? I'm trying to help somebody. Have you ever had a day that you come home from work, men? Man, it was a good day. Everything's great. Woo, can't wait to get home. You walk through the door. You forgot to take the trash out. I told you 5 times. And the dogs, they done went over here. Man, look. You just get excited to go to the bathroom and praise the Lord after dinner because you just got something to eat. Y'all stop. Y'all make the preacher get out of whack. I have called you by your name. I have called you by your name. Somebody needs to listen. He's called you something else. But you're struggling with what you hear. You're the righteousness of God through Jesus.
Amen.
You're a holy nation. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the King's kid. You're the redeemed. You're adopted. You've been sealed. You're the head. You're not the tail. You're blessed.
Amen.
You're not forsaken. How long does it take us to get it?
I don't know.
Girl, we're just going to have to drink tea one day and find out. She's basically saying it's going to take a while. He won't let me go. Woo-hoo. I've called you by name. Israel, you're acting like Jacob. Oh, Israel, man, so many of us throw in the towel because we feel like Jacob. And all the while, he's calling, Israel. Oh, we're going through some marriage counseling right now, and I can't wait because I got some stuff. Marrying the wrong person. Well, Pastor, can I marry the wrong person? Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I love it when y'all just readily throw out them kind of answers. Just excites me. Makes me want to be the teacher. It stirs the teacher up in me. Because then I start finding verses like, I'll perfect those things that concern you. Uh-oh. Well, Well, never mind. I ain't got time for marriage counseling. We got to keep working. I'm trying to help y'all. Watch this, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not over... Oh, rivers, metaphorically, pressure. Anybody? Anybody? Got any pressure? What's he say? Pressed on all sides, but. Anybody got pressure? Listen, this pressure is form. Oh, it takes pressure to form a diamond. See, you're wanting to look at yourself as a piece of coal. The whole time, God's sitting back here going, just go through it. The pressures you experience in life is for your good. Count them all joy. Bless the Lord. I know it's hard for us Christians. It's hard. But we're going to go through the pressures. You're going to face marital pressures and financial pressures and health pressures and job pressures. House pressures. I'm going to dig up septics on a Friday when it's cold and I ain't ready. Pressures. Pressures. Wishing to God there was more pressure in the pipe to push out the problem. Well, bless the Lord. Glory to his name. Who's got a pressure? Don't fear. They'll not overtake you. Somebody needs to hear that more than others. I know. I already know. See, some of us, man, we got life by the horns, you know. We got it all worked out. It's in our planners and everything. Every day, every 30 minutes. Yeah, we got it. Man, we've got life so by the horn, can't nobody tell us nothing. We'll do it our way and our time, our place. Can't nobody tell us nothing. We've got it. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. Don't need to. I'm just telling you, you ain't got it. Pastor, you ain't been where I've been. Probably not. And thank you for going through what you went through, because I probably wasn't built for it. But you ain't got it. Pastor, have you ever experienced? Probably not. But you ain't got it. Y'all need some Christianese, don't you? Let go and let God. There. Is that what you needed this morning? The tickle stuff. You need to. Is that what you're looking for? You got itchy ears this morning? That's why you came. Where are you going? Is that why you came? For itchy ears? See, you got to be careful when you roll up into this church. I just get sidetracked and keep on rolling. It don't matter. We going to keep on going. I love you, Jordan. You all right with me? I don't care what your daddy says. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. Stop worrying about the pressure. Oh, he said, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Not you. Not your. See, what are you going to do? Can I just get in your business right now? What are you going to do when your money don't fix it? What are you going to do when your friend don't answer the phone? I'll always, if I don't answer me, I'll call back. I mean it. Just give me a minute. I got to get through some stuff, but I'll make the return call. What are you going to do when your husband acting a fool? He don't act a fool. That's my son. My son has an identity. The right identity. Boy, you better get your butt to the altar. You better bring the fatted calf. Get it right. What are you going to do when everything that you've depended on isn't there? See, I'm thinking about the babies. Not that I'm not thinking about y'all's. I'm just, mine have a presence right now. But when I'm thinking about the babies and how helpless it, my heart just gets broke. It gets tore out my chest. I can't, it might be some of my nerves. But I can't handle a baby that cries uncontrollably. It rips me in half because they can't say, this hurts, that hurts, this hurts. All they can do is cry, and you're deemed helpless. Oh, come on, mamas. Amen me. I mean, you get to the place. There's nothing you can. Oh, it's coming, sweetheart. It's coming. And you just an emotional creature. All of Lord's women are emotional creatures. But that's what he done. But it's okay. But boy, you think your emotions. You think her emotions are bad now. What I would highly suggest is clear your calendar on the first Tuesday every month and come to prayer. Fast the week before. Are y'all okay in big church? We're almost done. Don't push me. I don't know if I was going to a point on that or not. Oh. Helpless. Y'all act like a church that wants word. I'm just going to give it to you. It's because of him. I live.
Amen.
And I breathe. And I have my being. It's because of him. It's got nothing, it ain't nothing to do with me. That's why I said he got a hold to me right now. I'm God, just ring me up. It's fine. I'll change when I get to the house, but it's fine. Some of y'all need to let go and let him get control of you. My prayer in 2024 is that God's Spirit will arrest each and every one of you. I mean, for real. I'm not talking play. I'm not talking let's do the sanctified walk in church. I'm talking about for real, that he snatches you out and he begins to show you, O Israel, that he's formed you. You can't, oh, sorry, it's a word. Whew. Woo-hoo. You can't mother under an improper identity. You have to find right identity. Amen. But Pastor, I try. I know. I'm 54. Gone through 31 years of blissful marriage. Got two children that's just been angels of the light. Grandbabies that are pure as the driven snow. And I'm still struggling with that right identity. Oh, but don't fear.
That's right.
He said, y'all just hang on a minute. Sometimes it ain't meant for you. He says, but thus says the Lord who created you. This is the one talking to you. The one that created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. It's him that says, fear not. I have redeemed you. You can't. Come on, church. I'm going to minister for a minute. You cannot be from a wrong identity. It's not going to happen. You've got to come to an understanding that he who began, y'all said y'all wanted word, began a good work, will finish. He'll complete it. You sitting in here this morning struggling. Who am I really? And you fight life's turmoils from a place you weren't created to fight it from. Be careful the company you keep, for it can destroy a good thing.
Yes, it can.
I told you this year, this has been a year of new things. We, Pastor's note, okay, I'm sorry. There's nothing new under the sun, but there's all kinds of new in your life. There ain't nothing God hasn't experienced. But there's so much that you've yet to experience. This is a year of new things. Forget those things behind.